There's a newcomer in the early childhood video library. It claims to give babies a boost in developing certain skills, but this one could prove considerably more controversial. Little Hunter aims to introduce children ages 9 to 18 months to the world of the outdoors and hunting. And Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
Wayne Meech is a big, tall man who looks just a little uncomfortable in his tailored salesman suit. Pulling his hunter's boots out of his car, we go for a walk through the mucky trails of the woods. For his job, Meech spends a lot of time driving in the suburbs, but he has preferred being outdoors since he was a kid.
We had a river that ran behind our property at our house, and we used to go up and down the river in the woods and make forts. I think I knew every bird and animal and tree by the time I was 10.
By the time he was 14, he was hunting. When he and his wife had a son last year, he wanted to share his passion for the outdoors with him right away. Taking a cue from the baby Mozart and Einstein videos already at home, he looked for one about hunting. Finding none, he decided to make one himself, and Little Hunter was born. The video features deer puppets mimicking actual deer behavior like locking horns, scraping and grunting, classical music, and Wayne Meech's young son, Wayne Jr., dressed in camouflage. Meech has invested $15,000 so far and hopes to sell the videos at outdoor stores, trade shows, and online. He says he doesn't want his son to grow up solely on a video diet of Disney animals.
I've seen hawks eat birds and bobcat eat a rabbit. You know, it's all part of the natural cycle of life. And I think that the earlier that he's exposed to what really happens, the more, you know, open his eyes are going to be.
Meech hopes Little Hunter will help nurture a cherished heritage even as the number of hunters declines. In fact, the only growing group of hunters is women and children. Jimmy Gretzinger hosts Public TV's Michigan Out of Doors. He thinks the earlier children are exposed to hunting, the better.
Once they get out there and hear a deer walk through the autumn leaves or to see mallards or geese with their wings cupped coming into a set of decoys, they are going to get excited.
Of course, not everyone thinks a hunting video for infants is a good idea. Watching it, Humane Society shelter director Sherry Silk winces every time Wayne Jr. shows up in camouflage, clapping and grabbing at the deer puppets.
I don't understand why a parent who really loves their child would want to expose them to that type of violence. There's certainly got to be other things they can do. If they're into the outdoors, you know, take them camping, take them for a walk, bring a camera.
Wayne Meech says he doesn't expect to change people's minds about hunting, but for people who hunt, he wants to give their kids a boost, the way other videos try to jumpstart babies' language and cognitive skills. But University of Michigan researcher Susan Gelman says these videos aren't based on good science, that it's not true that after a certain age, a door closes in the child's mind.
Parents sometimes feel like if I don't expose my child to Mozart by the time they're three, they'll never get into Harvard. And I don't think there's any silver bullet. Maybe that's not a good phrase to use in this context, but
Gelman says videos like Baby Einstein or Little Hunter are more for parents than kids, but says they do no harm so long as parents also talk to their children, play with them, and share new experiences. For his part, Wayne Meech says all he's trying to do is encourage Wayne Jr. and kids like him to one day share their parents' love of hunting. If Little Hunter is successful, Meech plans a series of videos. Next in line, Little Fisherman. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.